I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Last week, we allowed Jesus to instruct us on how we should manage our treasure or wealth. He closed by telling us that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. Then he moves from the heart to the eye. In verse 22, he said this, "The eye is the lamp of the body, so that if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light." He goes on to say, "But if the eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Recall in chapter 5, just after he finished the Beatitudes, Jesus made the statement, "You are the light of the world," and that we're to let our light shine before men to see our good works and glorify God. Now he moves from talking about treasure to our eyes, what they see, what they take in, being a lamp for the body. If, for example, we get an eye poked out or we focus on the wrong things, then we wander around aimlessly. If our eye's clear, we can walk a straight path, we can do what we need to do, we see where we need to go, and we can go there. But if our eye is bad and that light is actual darkness, and he talks about it being great darkness, then we wander off into places we ought not be. We may fall off a cliff. We fall into greater and greater sin. That's the point Jesus is trying to make. Our eye is the lamp of the body, so keep it clear, meaning focused on Jesus, so our whole body will be full of light. Hanging on His every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.